Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Ryan Blad. And Ryan, before the break, we were talking about the importance of fulvic acid. Fulvic acid is very different from folic acid. Before the break, you were discussing how it has the ability to hold and attract positive and negative ions. Now, that sounds very scientific from my point of view. I'm just a layman in all of this. If you could explain that in simple terms, how is that important to the hydration and the health of our cells?
So ionic forms of the minerals are the most easily transported into and through the membranes of the cell wall. So that's what makes it possible for your body to absorb. That's what affects the mitochondria. That's how you get the nutrient delivery into these cells. So why in ionized minerals, right? Ionized minerals actually are the ions that are released from minerals when they're exposed to water. So these ionized minerals are important. If they weren't ionized, they would remain in their solid state, and they would go through your body as a solid. And they wouldn't be exposed to water that ionizes it, and they would just simply pass through. So another way of saying that is without the ionizing ability of fulvic acid, they would just pass through like a lot of minerals and a lot of nutrients often do. You know, you've heard of B vitamins. Sometimes people over-supplement, and those vitamins and those nutrients will just go right on through because they haven't been properly ionized. Well, fulvic acid take those nutrients, and it'll help them be absorbed by your body.
I look at hydration as being a major issue, especially with athletes, senior citizens, those with poor diets, etc. The hydration of our cells are very important.
Exactly. People that work out a lot, they're sweating a lot. So they're losing a lot of those nutrients and those minerals through their sweat. And senior citizens often can struggle eating enough food and can often struggle eating the right kinds of food. The fulvic acid is necessary to be able to absorb the nutrients that they do consume and make it useful to their body.
Another benefit, too, is some of these things we've already touched on in the first segment of our show, but as a nutrient transporter, getting those ionized nutrients to the cells, that bioavailability of those nutrients, but then also as the antioxidant, where we have free radicals. Every time the cell produces energy, there's always a byproduct, and that's a free radical. But the fulvic acid helps with that as well, doesn't it?
For the listeners that maybe don't know what a free radical is, they're basically highly reactive molecules or fragments of molecules that contain one or more unpaired electrons, right? So what these free radicals do is they circulate through the body and they cause mischief in bonding to other cells and actually injuring the tissue in that process. So in addition to destroying the tissue, they also magnify the probability that the injured cells will actually become more susceptible to infections, disease, mutations that could even potentially cause cancer at some point. So I think we all understand that free radicals are bad. So we want to get rid of free radicals the best we can. So that's why you want to send in this armored vehicle of fulvic acid and have it just escort those free radicals right out of there.
We talked about it in the first half about the detoxification of waste materials and toxins and heavy metals. But there's also the enhancement of the enzymes in our bodies.
Enzymes are important for many functions in your body: digestion, metabolism, proteins, cellular repair. Feeding these enzymes the proper nutrition is going to help with all of those metabolic functions.
So Liquid Light is combining this fulvic acid and along with a mineral complex. How many minerals would be in the Liquid Light?
72 trace minerals is what we don't have it stated anywhere, but that's what we know to be the trace minerals found in Liquid Light.
We have macro minerals, and then we have trace minerals, we have electrolytes. Can you just break down what each one of those are?
Macro minerals are needed in large amounts, and trace minerals are needed in very small amounts. So macro minerals will include calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur, while trace minerals will include like iron, zinc, manganese, copper, iodine, molybdenum, and selenium. Manganese is an ingredient facilitator in many enzymes. Iodine is a well-known key component of the thyroid hormone. Zinc is necessary for normal growth and development in children, proper functioning of the immune system. So all these trace minerals, including chromium, this will help with insulin functions, glucose metabolism. Iron, as one of these minerals, it's an essential component backbone of many proteins and enzymes that are needed as for the building block there, including it's vital in the formation of red blood cells and lean muscles. As you can see, trace minerals are crucial to just thousands of functions that are just happening simultaneously in our body on a daily basis.
The electrolyte, they're important for our neurotransmitters.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of people understand our bodies are electrical beings. There are charges and there's electrical impulses happening all the time from the brain to the gut to all extremities. Electrolytes are the electricity or the fuel that is going to help those signals get to the nerves and get to the muscle, get to the functioning, get to the repair, get to the cell to be able to carry out everything.
You know, that cellular nutrition, that cellular nourishment, those building blocks for proteins and hormones and muscles and bones are so reliant upon those trace minerals. And even though they're so minute in the body, I mean, if you were to measure them, they'd be fractional, but yet they're so critical to our health.
Yeah, interestingly enough, maybe a lot of people don't realize this, but trace minerals actually have an RDI, you know, like a recommended daily intake. Iron, 18 milligrams for women and 8 milligrams for men. So there is a difference in understanding the trace mineral replenishment that's necessary, depending on who you are. And also, we talked about what you do. You know, if you're an athlete and you're out working, you're sweating a bunch, then you're probably going to replenish a little bit more often.
Yeah, even just laborers, you know, working outside or in an environment that's hot and there's a lot of perspiration, you need those electrolytes to be replaced. So even oxygen transport throughout the body, is the trace minerals are important for that as well. Another benefit is the pH of the blood. Very important.
Going back to the positive and negative, it's really, really good at balancing. And, you know, when it talks to blood and when it talks about your blood and your inner fluids, I suppose, you don't want them to be off balance, right? You don't want it to be too acidic. You don't need to be over alkaline. You need to be right in the middle. So what's great about fulvic acid is it goes in there and it kind of determines and can shift and pick up what it needs to create that balance in the body and the blood.
Yeah, we don't want our bodies to be too acidic.
Acidity, as you know, just causes inflammation, which causes pain and which doesn't allow you to heal as fast as you need to.
So we touched on this a little bit, but who would be deficient in minerals?
Depending on what you read, some will tell you that pretty much everyone is deficient in minerals, just based on, you know, modern farming practices, modern conditions of the soil, modern pollutants that are found in our air. But to be more specific, I would say people with a poor diet, people that don't have access to good food, people that with allergies, and people with food sensitivities, especially. So often people with food sensitivities struggle to eat enough, which does include seniors. Athletes also can be very deficient in minerals because of what we talked about earlier. You know, they're going to be sweating a lot. They're going to be outside a lot. They're going to be pushing a lot of those minerals are going to come out via the sweat. And then also the laborers, which are going to suffer those same, they're going to have those same issues.
What would some of the symptoms of mineral deficiency be?
So it can show up in a few ways. A lot of people will feel as fatigue. You could have an irregular heartbeat. Often people will report confusion, numbness. Muscle cramps is a big one. That's the one I hear people around here, and especially athletes, will talk about experiencing muscle cramps. And headaches also can be a symptom of mineral deficiency.
Yeah. So if someone were to take liquid light because they're looking at fulvic acid and trace minerals, would there be any contraindications? Is there someone that shouldn't be taking it?
Actually, look back at our customer records, and there's one indication of a woman probably back in 2018 who said she got a headache whenever she took it, and that was it. That's really the only negative effect I've ever heard from anybody taking liquid light. Usually it's the opposite. I hear all the great stories about it. It's helped with recovery time. It's helped actually take away headaches and cramps and that kind of thing. And another interesting use for liquid light is we found a lot of people will use it as a hangover cure. After a night on the town drinking, if they know, okay, I got to wake up in the morning and just replenish my minerals quick, and it really, really helps with a hangover.
So liquid light has both the fulvic acid and the trace minerals. And again, going back to those multidimensional characteristics of being able to hydrate, detoxify, give metabolism support, and enhancing energy and recovery, with ionizing the minerals and increasing the absorption there, like there's other aspects of our diet, like would the fulvic acid be beneficial there as well with protein, carbs, and fats?
I guess two answers to that question. Number one is if you're consuming the proper amount of macros, like you mentioned, with the fats and the proteins and even the carbs, it's going to really help deliver the nutrients from those macros. So you're going to get the most use out of those. Now, the other part of that too is some sort of talk about it as, they're getting this boost of energy, their metabolism is kicking in, and they're actually experiencing weight loss. While fulvic acid, I don't think you could technically tie it to weight loss, and it's definitely not for that reason whatsoever. There have been people that have experienced that, I guess, positive side effect if weight loss is what you're trying to achieve.
Is there any sort of age restrictions in regards to fulvic acid and trace minerals?
No, actually, there's not. I have four kids, all under the age of 16, and all my kids play sports. So my 12-year-old daughter, she's like the super gymnast. She's super dedicated. I mean, she spends 2 or 3 hours a day after school at the gym, and she takes Liquid Light religiously. So she'll always take a shot before or after an intense workout or, to help with the recovery. And all my other kids too, they're like, oh, here we go, we gotta do some Liquid Light. Now here's the thing with Liquid Light, just to kind of help everybody experience or help everybody understand really what it's gonna taste like. So it has a really tart taste to it.
It's sort of tangy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tangy. So I don't really like to add it to a drink. I think it ruins the flavor. But what I think is more interesting is to pour a capful and then just do a shot. So I like to just do it down. It's like, all right, guys, here we go. Just pour it in the cap and then chug it. And then just watch people's face pucker because it really does have a tangy tartness to it. And once you get used to it, you know what to expect. It doesn't affect you that badly.
Yeah. So Ryan, we're coming to the end of our time, and I really appreciate you coming on the show and explaining about fulvic acid. Would you have any closing summarizing statements for our audience?
To help everybody understand how they can fit Liquid Light into their lives and understand that the nutrition and nutrients that you get from your food and your regular diet, Liquid Light is, you don't have to really change your diet much, right? It's really just going to help you take advantage of what you're already consuming, and it's going to really amplify your health without having to make too many dietary changes or restrictions. A lot of people think, oh, well, I want more energy, I'm gonna have to change things, and they think it's a really hard thing to do. So Liquid Light makes it much easier. Just take a shot, and it's gonna really, really help with the nutrient absorption, which you'll feel all the positive side effects that we've talked about. Detoxification will come, energy. So when can you take it? So a lot of people will take it before, after, or even during workouts to provide these minerals, which includes the trace minerals, macrominerals, and electrolytes. And remember, I think I may have mentioned this earlier already, but this complex is only found in nature. No lab has been able to recreate a synthetic version of it. So finding the right source is crucial. And that's where we got you covered with Liquid Light.
Yeah, the fact that it's optimizing what you're already doing, you're not really making any changes.
Right. I think that's important for people to understand that you don't have to really do a huge dietary makeover. It's a simple addition.
Yeah. So, Ryan, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Well, sounds good. Thank you very much, Dave.
All
Thanks for
right.
having me.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. Visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. We've archived all our interviews so you can listen at your convenience. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll send you health information, product knowledge, and flyer specials. And visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.